Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm John Schaefer, and all this month we are rooting around in our archives and finding some gems from years past. We'll go back to 2012 for today's visit from singer, songwriter, and pianist Regina Spektor. Regina Spektor is back, and this time, she's up in the cheap seats. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today on the show, Regina Spektor explains the title of her brand new album, What We Saw From the Cheap Seats, and she'll play live. The Russian-born pianist and songwriter got her start in New York clubs that had nothing but cheap seats. Since then, she's released multiple best-selling records and found herself playing venues like Carnegie Hall and London's famed Hammersmith Apollo Theater. Today, she's made her way back to our studio. Here is Regina Spektor with a live performance of the song Firewood on Soundcheck.
The piano is not from your cold hospital bed. I tell you, you're not dying. Everyone knows you're going to live. So you might as well start trying. So shocked, don't judge so harsh. You don't know, you're only spying. Everyone knows it's going to hurt. But at least we'll get hurt. Try. Gathers regret. Someday you'll wake up and feel a great pain, and you'll miss every toy you've ever owned. You'll want to go back, you'll wish you were small. Nothing consoles. Take the clock off of your wall. And you wish that it was lying.
Thank you.
There's still no cure for crying.
That is Regina Spektor live on Soundcheck with a song called Firewood. It appears on her new album called What We Saw from the Cheap Seats. Regina, welcome back.
Thanks, John.
And here we have one of the newest commercial recordings in the world, and your first in 3 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've talked a little bit about this before. Things percolate for a while for you, don't they?
Yeah, it's never like I go and I write a new record. I just write as life happens, and then when it's time to make a record, I have to narrow down.
So in the past, you've pulled out songs, you know, you've had new records when you've come here in the past, but you've pulled out songs that were even old. Do you have like drawers full of manuscripts, lyrics?
No, it's not. It's not like in the physical world. I have drawers inside my head that are very messy. So I actually have a very deep rooted, probably organization problem. So I don't write stuff as much as I should. And I don't. So it's more, I actually rely a tremendous amount on the internet, and I feel very privileged to live in a time when people, you know, who used to come to my shows starting in the bars that I played on the Lower East Side and all the way till now will have recorded things from 10 years ago, 11 years ago, and put them online so I can find old songs that I would never remember that existed.
That's how you find your old material.
A lot of it, yeah.
That's pretty weird.
I know.
I wrote that? Have you, I mean, is there anything on the new record that goes back that far that maybe?
Yeah, definitely. Well, songs like Open, Patron Saint, Oh Marcello, Don't Leave Me, Nemikitapa, those are all older songs. And so, yeah, they definitely depended on either people recording them in bars or old shows, or also just some a friend of mine years ago. That's how I made the songs record. My second ever record was me going to a friend's studio on Christmas when he had no bookings because no one wanted to record on Christmas. I was going to name the record Two Jews on Christmas, but then I just called it Songs. And just letting me record everything I'd done that year, and he let me do that for a few years in a row, so I had a lot of songs that way, luckily.
So not a whole lot of writing, but a lot of stuff happening upstairs here.
Right.
When you say old songs, you mean like 3 years old, 5 years old, 10 years old, but Firewood, the one you just played, that could pass for a song from 100 years ago. Do you listen to music from that time period?
I mean, I grew up on classical music and the Beatles, which are, I believe they're ancient aliens or something. You know, you go on History Channel and it's all about ancient aliens.
Well, it's 50 years ago now. So yeah, you're getting pretty ancient there.
They're, you know, so I think that as far as, yeah, like growing up on operas and the Beatles and symphonies, maybe that did a lot. But I really think honestly that to me, it doesn't matter when a song is written. If it feels inspired in some way and the person, I don't know, the person who is singing it transports you somewhere, then it's just kind of, you end up going to some sort of a timeless place anyway. So sometimes I'll listen to a song, you know, that happens to me. It doesn't matter. It happens to me with, you know, Robert Johnson, or it happens to me with Nirvana. But you end up leaving yourself a little bit and going somewhere else. So I guess they're all timeless in a way.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Regina Spektor, whose new album is called What We Saw from the Cheap Seats. As far as I can tell, that title doesn't come from, it's not a line in any of the songs on this record. Where's it come from?
I actually had the title, and I'm not exactly sure where it comes from. It's kind of hard for me, I guess, to think of where exactly lyrics or sentences come from in the first place, but I had it as the title of my record probably a year and a half before I even knew that I was going to make a record or what was going to be on it or when it was, you know. So it just kind of became the title and then actually came out of my head and into the real world, mm-hmm. which always is exciting.
And as is often the case when something happens and you're not sure why, it leaves room for us to kind of, as listeners, to sort of figure out for ourselves what that title might mean.
Yeah, and I think that's the best. I mean, I would never, ever want to, take something that could be personal to someone and they're having their own collaboration with an idea or it's totally coming in contact with their own associations, their own life experiences, and then just rooted in my own. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's kind of vanity to talk about where songs come from or what you were thinking at the time, because it, for that one moment of revelation of something personal from the person that made it, you take away thousands of completely free interpretations and you just knock them out.
Right. So this next song you're going to play for us, O Marcello, where does this come from? What were you thinking? this song actually is one of several on the record that has an allusion to older music. And in this case, it's the song, Oh Lord, Please Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood by the Animals, mm-hmm. from the 60s.
And I first heard that song from Nina Simone, her version of it. But, I really loved that, like growing up in reading books and plays, there are always these like inside kind of, I don't know, it just made you feel so included when they would be alluding to something else. And so I think I really love that in music. I love that in classical music and in jazz. Mm-hmm. So I guess I put it into my music because I just really love it.
All right, let's hear another live performance from my guest Regina Spektor, pianist, songwriter, singer. The album's called What We Saw from the Cheap Seats. It includes this song, a live performance from Regina Spektor.
Oh Marcello, how I wonder, the Madonna, she tell the truth, no? She been saying I'll have a baby when he grow up, he become a killer. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Understood? Oh Marcello, never thought I'd really love you, but I do so. My head waiters, head on your platter, just say the word and solemn make and kiss my gutters. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Understood. Understood. Intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Understood. Understood. Oh Marcello, how I wonder, the Madonna when she speaks, she tell the truth, no? She been saying I'll have a baby when he grow up, he become kill and kill everybody. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Understood. 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 Oh, Marcello. Oh, Marcello.
Regina Spektor singing, playing the piano, a little bit of vocal drumming there as well. Some of that appears on the new record, What We Saw from the Cheap Seats. That song's called Oh Marcello, a little quote from The Animals' Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. And as I say, there are other sort of allusions to other songs elsewhere on the album. We'll take a quick break, and when we return, we continue with Regina Spektor and hear more from her new album on Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. More now with Regina Spektor, the New York-based Russian-born pianist and singer. Her new album is called What We Saw from the Cheap Seats. It includes this song called Patron Saint and the songs that Regina's been playing for us here in the studio. And Regina, I mean, English is your second language.
Yeah.
And you seem to have a lot of fun in your songwriting, sort of pulling that language apart. It could be something as simple as, in a previous album, eat, the word eat, spelled E-E-T, and dragged out over many syllables. Or on this new record, where you do some of this kind of the vocal drumming, I don't know how else to call it. You do some vocal trumpet work on this record, too. Is that a function of sort of hearing the language differently?
It's a really good question. Sometimes I think some of it comes from the fact that, you know, if you switch countries very early on in your life and you get to another place where you're just not understanding anything, you sort of start picking up a lot on body language, being kind of more of an outsider observer and listening to the sounds of things rather than the meaning. And then you kind of early on realize how subjective all these divisions are in the first place. Everybody makes their own sounds, and really if somebody is able to pronounce a certain letter, you know, it's interesting, like some people can roll their R's and some people can't, and it's these things that if you get into it early enough, you really can kind of get exposed to a lot of sounds that you yourself can make. But I think some of it also comes just out of necessity. You know, when I first started writing, you know, I was listening to a lot of rock and roll and classical music, and everybody had, you know, everything from timpani to amps.
Keith Moon wailing on
exactly.
Drums. Yeah.
All these things at their disposal. And for me, it was just me in a room with a piano. And no matter what I would start playing, you know, it instantly would ground it in this one specific sound. And I would be definitely kind of connected to just the one sound of the piano, but then also I'd just be stuck with my own voice. You know, if it was up to me, I would be able to sing in lower registers and in different accents and with a completely different timbre, but I don't have that option, so I would just play around to kind of get more out of it.
Well, obviously we heard a different accent in Oh Marcello, the song you played before the break. There's a song on the new record called The Party, which sounds like it was written to have a trumpet solo in it.
Mm-hmm.
Except there's no trumpeter, it's you.
Yeah, well, when I first wrote it, I definitely thought that I was just doing like a placeholder, but then when I played it to Mike, he was just like,
This
no.
is Mike Elizondo, yeah. The producer.
Mm-hmm. He's like, we have to keep it.
Well, and they did, and this is what it sounds like.
Somebody threw me. You taste like birthday. You look like New Year. You're like a big parade through town. You leave such a mess, but you're so fun.
Regina Spektor from the album called What We Saw from the Cheap Seats. That song's called The Party. and gives you an idea of what you and Mike, Regina, have done on this record. Some of these songs go pretty cinematic. All the Rowboats, the one we started with, builds up to a huge climax and then ends with you doing more vocal percussion noises. What about Ballad of a Politician? I mean, when you write something with a title like that, you are sort of inviting people to read into it, not just what they feel about politics, but their idea of what you do or should feel about politics.
Yeah, I mean, I really love to leave things as abstract as possible because I think that's the only fair thing to the art. But, you know, people ask, you know, a lot of questions about, especially a song like with that title. And to me, I guess the closest thing that I could do to not feel like I'm violating any kind of trapping art, but also to try and explain a song like that is that I think that there definitely is a type from what I've seen in my life, and they're not confined to any specific region of the world or a country or a time period. I think there is a type of person who is hungry for power's sake, and they get very lost, and they kind of just forget everything about humanity and get completely isolated. So I think it's more for a type of person who's drawn to that position.
All right, well, let's hear a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. The song is Ballad of a Politician, and once again, it's Regina Spektor live on Soundcheck.
A man inside a room is shaking hands with other men. This is how it happens, our carefully laid plans. Shake it, shake it, baby. Shake your ass out in that street. You're gonna make them scream someday. You're gonna make it big. You love so deep, so tender, your people and your land. You love them till they can't recall who they are again. Work it, baby. Work your way around that room. You're gonna make it big someday. You're gonna make a boom. But I am not a number, not a name. Shake what your mama gave you. You know that it won't last. You're gonna taste the ground real soon. You're gonna taste the grass. A man inside a room is shaking hands with other men. This is how it happens. Our world under command. Shake it, baby. Shake your ass out in that street. You're gonna make us scream someday. You're gonna make us weep. You're gonna make us scream someday. You're gonna make it big.
Regina Spektor, live on Soundcheck with Ballad of a Politician, somewhat acerbic look at those who stand and serve wherever they are, whenever. And having grown up in Russia till you were, what, nine? And then coming here, I mean, and watching what's happened, do you?
Yeah, I mean, I've been watching what's happening there. I've been watching what's happening here. You know, I've been, it's you know, our world is infested. I think it's
with
more
politicians?
Like, yeah, it's an epidemic, really. It's just so, you know, tragic to me that so many times, you know, what it takes to get there is the exact thing that is what, if you have it, you're not able to help people.
Let me ask you something. I mean, the line in the song is a man shaking hands with other men. Does it make a difference if it's, you know, a Hillary Clinton or a Golda Meir or a Margaret Thatcher or an Angela Merkel?
I mean, I think that, you know, I think that there have been incredible men in politics. There's been far fewer women just in general in everything. So, I think that it would definitely be wonderful if there were more women politicians. But I think that specific trait is really not sex specific. I think that it's just the image. It just so happens that so far it's just been men, but I think it's more of a human trait rather than a male-female thing.
Speaking with Regina Spektor, I mentioned earlier, Regina, that this is your first studio release in 3 years. It's not like you haven't been busy. In fact, you've actually done, for the first time, some co-writing, including a song with Jack Dischel, who records under the name Only Son.
Yeah, and the song is called Call 'Em Brothers.
And so the two of you, this is the first time you've written a song with someone else.
Yeah, yeah. It's. I have to say that it's really, really fun, and it's a giant life lesson for me because I guess I'm one of those people that, you know, I would be classified as a control freak probably. So it's really hard for me to kind of, you know, I'll get an idea, and even if it starts being collaborative, as soon as I get inspired, then I just want to run away with it and just finish it on my own, which is a very bad trait.
Now let me ask you the key question here. Did you write this song with Jack before or after you guys got married?
Oh, way before.
Okay. Yeah. So that happened anyway, despite the song. This is called Call Them Brothers from the group Only Son, featuring Regina Spektor.
Find your fathers and your mothers if you remember who they are. Over and over, call us their friends. Can't we find something else to pretend? Like nobody won, that we're safe at the end. In the darkness, the film machine's spinning, so let's leave it on.
Jack Dischel records as the band Only Son, and here featuring Regina Spektor, who co-wrote the song with him called Call Them Brothers. Regina's own record is entitled What We Saw from the Cheap Seats. Regina, always great to see you. Thanks so much for stopping
by. Thanks so much for having me again, John. Thank you.
This is Soundcheck.
It's splitting, can't recover. Just frame the halves and call them a whole. And chip at the bricks and fill up your pockets with the pieces of the wall that you stole.
You've been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org.